My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Tuesday Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. On this, the 23rd day of April, 2024. Coming to you from Bedford County, Virginia, Central Virginia area. Seasonal day. It's warmed up a little bit. It's going to go up in the mid-70s today. So we got over that little cold spell. So maybe it'll stay this way now. So we do have several news stories this morning. The lead story today is a new hospital ship for Africa. We're also going to talk about space exploration from a balloon, Seabourn Odyssey farewell voyage, construction begins on a beach club, a medical evacuation from a Pacific adventure, and lots more here at 11 o'clock this morning on Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. Today, folks, is National Cherry Cheesecake Day. I can deal with that. I like cheesecake. Don't really care much about what you put on it either. I don't think we have any in the house, so I probably won't have any today. So I've got to finish packing. I actually have started packing, folks. That's better than normal. I'm going to try to get finished packing and get the car loaded up. So when I roll out of here tomorrow morning, I will just slam up my computer stuff and go. That's the plan. So if you're listening via the blog, you can always access the blog via my... No, if you're listening via the podcast... Let's get the tongue working right. How about that? If you're listening via the podcast, you can always access that via my blog, accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcast from, all the big guys. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. If you're listening to a podcast and you want to jump over on the video feed at any time, all you have to do is go to the description, and it will allow you to do just that. It'll be a link there. Just click on it, and you jump over to the video feed. That way you can see, you know, any interviews or clips or pictures that I'm using on that day's show. It's always there. All right, so... we do have a couple things to do before I get to the news portion of today's show. And one, of course, is my schedule. My schedule thus far looks like it's going to be leaving here early in the morning, getting somewhere on the road, hitting a McDonald's, and doing my show from the road tomorrow. I pretty much need to get in the vicinity of Brunswick, Georgia by tomorrow evening. So I just have a little bit to drive into Jacksonville on cruise day. That's the plan, at least at this time. So, and then what is today? Today's Tuesday. That's Wednesday. On Thursday, which is sail away day, I will. No, Wednesday, tomorrow's Wednesday. That's travel day. Thursday is cruise day. I will do something probably early before I get on the ship. I have not definitely set that out yet. And then I'll be on the Carnival Elation for 5 days, 4 nights. So, and we'll do the same thing coming home. I'll try to keep up with shows. Again, because I've not been on that ship, I'm not totally aware of its Wi-Fi connectivity and so forth. We'll see. But I'm hoping to broadcast just like normal from the Carnival Elation as I try to do always. All right, so the other thing I wanted to cover this morning, our friend Pittsburgh Jason and Jen were in Ponta Delgada yesterday, and he sent a couple little short.
They go down to the village, or sometimes they continue like this, and this is the smallest of the trail that we have, and they go all around until.
I'm not real sure what that is, but it looks kind of interesting. Now on this one, folks. Watch in the center right portion of the thing. It's going to scroll in. Now watch to the right. There you go. There was a couple porpoises. And that must have been a whole school because if you look closely at it, there are a number of porpoises. So they had a nice school of porpoises or dolphins. I can't tell which they are there in Punta Delgado. All right, the top story today, folks, the lead story, as it were. A new global health outreach is being established through the continued partnership between MSC Group, MSC Foundation, and Mercy Ships International. The collaboration focuses on constructing a cutting-edge hospital ship aimed at drastically improving healthcare across and access and training in sub-Saharan Africa. Mercy Ships is a global charity that operates a fleet of hospital ships in developing nations. Founded in 1978 by Don Stevens, the organization provides free medical care, life-saving surgeries, and healthcare training to underserved populations in various parts of the world, particularly Africa. All right, I'll be back with a couple more stories after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hello Space was founded in 2021 with the goal of improving access to space tourism. It would still be out of reach for most people at around $150,000 a ticket, but by using helium balloons instead of jets or rockets, it's cheaper and more sustainable than others trying to do the same. CEO Carlos Mira believes his company can take 10,000 people to the stratosphere within the next 6 years. He said Halo will start commercial flights in 2026. The firm unveiled its interior of the capsule, designed by Frank Stevenson, a renowned industrial engineer, formerly of Ferrari and Maserati. These reports are from a London event hosted by the company to show more about Halo Space and how it hopes to achieve its grand ambition. In the world of space tourism, the first companies that come to mind are the likes of SpaceX, Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin, and Virgin Galactic, which can cost millions of dollars for a ticket. Halo Space is trying a different, cheaper route. It plans to use a capsule filled by a helium balloon into the stratosphere. The Spanish company says its capsule will cruise at 18 to 22 miles above the Earth, around the same height as Felix Baumgartner's record-breaking skydive back in 2012. The trip would last 4 to 6 hours in total. That's longer than Blue Origin or Virgin Galactic, but less than SpaceX. By using a balloon instead of jet engines, the price would be around $150,000 compared to Virgin Galactic's $450,000, Blue Origin's $28 million, or SpaceX's $55 million. It's also...
And hot air, Tom, you could... definitely stand in line to get your ticket and see how much money we're going to save you. It's only 150 grand. I'm not sure, folks, I'd want to go up into space in a balloon. But Hot Air Tom would do it as long as he could film it, I think. By the way, I'm not sure if we'll see Hot Air Tom in the chat room today. His messenger this morning somehow crashed, and all the way back to the 1st of March disappeared. Every post on it, all the pictures, clips, everything on Messenger. I have no idea what's going on. I sent him a message. I haven't heard back from him. So he must really have some technical issues over there in Europe.
After a 15-year career at sea, the time has come to say goodbye to Seabourn Odyssey. The cruise line is planning something special to commemorate the 450-passenger vessel's final voyage, which will set sail in the beginning of September. Odyssey entered service in June 2009. At the time, the debut of the small ship was a game-changer for the ultra-luxury cruise segment, such as with how she offered suites, only 229 to be exact, and provided luxury amenities and dining experiences on board. The ship was sold to Mitsui OSK Lines Limited, a Tokyo-based transport and shipping company, in early 2023. Would you like to see me get chased by a bear? You might just get your chance when you cruise with Chili to Alaska. Grand Princess sails August 14th from Vancouver to Anchorage. Starts as low as $395 per person, plus taxes and port charges. That's Alaska Cruise with Chili. Just give me a call. 434-2.
The first Royal Beach Club is officially under construction as Royal Caribbean International broke ground for Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, an exclusive destination in Nassau. The milestone was celebrated by VIPs from the cruise line, Royal Caribbean Group, and the Bahamas with great enthusiasm for the club's anticipated opening in 2025. The Westpac rescue helicopter executed a medical evacuation of a crew member from P&O Australia cruise ship Pacific Adventure, who had a passenger, had a crew member who required medical attention ashore. The operation took place about 20 nautical miles east of Newcastle in New South Wales. Following the stabilization of the patient, he was airlifted onto the helicopter and transferred to John Hunter Hospital in Newcastle. No further details were provided.
I do have an unconfirmed report that there is a medical evacuation going on as we speak on the new Staten Dam. No confirmation on that. No further information. Cruise around the world with the Will Model C2. That's the chair that I use. Our chairs will easily fit through accessible cabin doors and can navigate those tight spaces and crowded places. To see if Will may be right for you, click on the link below to schedule a test drive. Just tell them to use code CHILI for all your mobility needs. That's scootaroundstore.com. All right. I'll be loading up the Will C2 tomorrow morning and heading south. So, all right, let's go over and see who's in the chat room today. I do have an answer to one question that I saw from my friend Roger. Roger, in case you're still with, hope you're still with me. That's a very good question because I'm not entirely sure what time I'll get out of here. But I hope to get to Brunswick by, like, dinner time. 6 o'clock-ish. Somewhere in that vicinity. Mike's with us. Kenneth's with us up in Pennsylvania. There's Elizabeth says, Buena Diaz. It's already 86. And that's just at 10 a.m. down there in Cozumel. In case anyone was wondering, yeah, I hear you. I'm going to be going into some warmer weather, too. I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually hoping to get out in the sun a little on this trip. Steve's with us out in Kentucky. Good morning, Steve. There's Katie. Katie got in yesterday literally as I was going off the air. And I tried to holler at her. I don't know if it came through or not. But, Katie, I always appreciate you. Steve says, watch out for those potholes. Yeah, no kidding. Hopefully, between here and there, there's no potholes. We don't want any more damage to the car. And there's Roger. Always good to see you, Roger, my friend. Todd's with us. Good morning, Todd. Katie says, hope you're well, Roger. Emily says she's popping in. What's the itinerary of your cruise? It's just the Bahamas from Jacksonville. I think it goes to Nassau and one of the private islands. I don't know. It's a Bahamas cruise. But it's going to be nice and warm. At least that's what the weather is indicating when I checked it this morning. You know, mid-80s every day. I can deal with that. Oh, wow, I was just showing a spin. I don't see an Outback Steakhouse in Brunswick. I do see a Longhorn Steakhouse, and I believe the Longhorn Steakhouse is the one that's adjacent to the hotel I'll probably be staying at. Longhorn Steakhouse would be good. Are you thinking about
Going for a little drive for dinner tomorrow night, Roger. I'd be up for that. I owe you one. Had dinner last night with the children for Nikki's birthday. Yeah, I was thinking about you guys last night. So I hope that all went well. And like you, Roger, we miss Nikki a lot. So, but if you're up for a drive, Roger, up to Brunswick, you know, just let me know. I'll be happy to have dinner with you because I owe you one. So, all right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. Again, I will see you tomorrow morning from somewhere on the road. And tomorrow, Roger, I probably by showtime, I'll have much more of an idea about when I will get into Brunswick. So, anyway, let me know. All right, guys. That's going to wrap me up for today. I will be back tomorrow from somewhere on the road. As always, guys, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising, and hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. I'm going on a cruise this time, and I don't know a soul on board. So that's unusual for as it's gone lately. Anyway, that's fine. All right, guys, I'll see everybody tomorrow from on the road. Have a great day, everybody. See you next time.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry, so if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.